What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dress Down Podcast. I have a very exciting guest with me today here asking me to join her pirate crew all the way from the sunny. We have auxiliary cosplayer, Twitch streamer, biochem major, and card collector.
Yay, she included the cards.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm auditioning to join your pirate crew with my hat. How did I do?
You're doing good. We need a chopper.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'll be your medic.
Yay!
I'll bring Band-Aids. That's Woo! The extent of my knowledge.
That's all you need.
Okay, perfect. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming the day before you leave for your Japan trip.
Yay! Welcome. I'm excited. I wanted to be here.
Yay. And you brought cards to open. We're opening some cards today.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So do you talk about having a biochemistry and molecular cell development bachelor's degree ever?
Sometimes. Yeah, I say that it's easier. This is a hot take.
Okay.
I'm stressed. I think it's easier to be a doctor than to be a streamer full time.
Damn. Why?
No, because
why?
Like,
why?
Okay, my hot take and the reason is because like, maybe my hot take's kind of stupid. No, because like when I was in college, like I had two jobs. I had a full ride. So like, but I still had two jobs because like I had to like save money for med or grad school. I had to also buy food because like my full ride. Yeah. And like they didn't cover meal plan. Like they gave me like all the money except like the meal plan. Mm-hmm. And then like, and like obviously like they're paying for your school and like they're paying for some of your meals only like 5 days a week, but not Saturday, Sunday. So how am I gonna eat Saturday and Sunday if I'm going to school?
Yeah.
And then so I needed a job. And also like you need to buy clothes. And also you need to buy like, you know, like I'm like, what else do we buy? Like, I guess I'm a girl, so makeup. I don't know. I guess like if you want to indulge in like a Netflix subscription, you have to pay for that.
Sure.
Too.
Quality of life is important. I'd say Spotify, YouTube Premium, if you watch YouTube. And, clothes, nice clothes if you...
And they didn't even get... Like, back in the day, I remember, like, Spotify was, like, $5.99 for, student subscriptions. Mm-hmm. Now it's not. Netflix is, like, $20.
Yeah.
Like, so... Yeah, like, they give you the full ride, but they don't give you, like... Sometimes, I guess if you apply for scholarships, you get a little bit extra. But you have to keep applying for scholarships. It never ends. And, like, it's, like, that or a job. So, and I had two jobs. And, yeah, so it's just, like, the fact that, like, going to med school, like, all you have to do is study, which is... really enjoyable for me. Like I really liked school.
Interesting.
Except I hated the part that like I wasn't learned. Like you don't learn. Like it's like, okay, memorize this.
Yeah.
And then get an A, which was easy. But then I would get sad because it's like, okay, like this isn't my passion. I want to learn. Mm-hmm. And like obviously like that's where like research comes in and other stuff. But like, yeah, the reason I think it's harder is because to be a streamer full time, like to make it as a streamer or whatever is like, it's a lot of viral clippage and stuff. And I guess you can, I don't know. I guess you can like live at home. Maybe this hot take's bad. Like looking back, I was like, if I were to start from zero and like go streaming full time or start as like a, like if I was back in high school and I was like become a full time streamer or go to med school, like the amount of effort and like the fact that you're not eating, going to school, just studying, stressed, acne, not having a good time, you hate your life, you're constantly stressed. Oh wait, no, maybe being a doctor is harder. Oh my God.
You know what?
Then becoming a streamer. Yeah, no, I think I changed my mind. No, but I think I could do it. I think I could do that over doing streaming again.
Okay, so it'd be easier for you.
For me.
Okay, gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
That's such a bad take.
You know what? It's okay. It's not like we captured it on cameras and microphones or anything. Yeah, no, I thought I was her. It's okay. I'm here to work through it with you. I think that that's a valid idea. Like if you are more comfortable studying and studying comes easier for you or very easy to you, then it makes sense that that would be an easier path for you to take. Why would you say that streaming is so strenuous in comparison to something like college? Like, is it challenging?
Oh, no, I'm saying it's easier. But I thought it was for one day. I thought I was like, no, streaming's so much harder. And then I was like, wait, no, it's not. Wait. Yeah, I don't know what I was going with that.
Well, I've heard people say that before, and I think that it's an interesting thing to think about too, because a lot of people will see streamers or content creators or YouTubers or anything like that. And they are like, well, all you have to do is turn the camera on. And they don't really understand all of the stuff that goes into it. You know, I know a lot of people who aren't from like cosplay con world who are like, I could be a streamer, and they buy a webcam and they start streaming and they do it for like a couple weeks and they burn out and they're like, that actually wasn't fun and I didn't like that. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was. Yeah. So I think there's something to say about acknowledging all of the different jobs that you have to do to be something like a full-time streamer and how much work actually goes into it. Like, you actually have to grind, and there's a lot of time and effort and consistency that you have to put into it.
I feel bad. I'm such a bad streamer, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the life hack is like turning on the camera and doing whatever you want to do, and then people want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, well, I want to do this, this, and this, and like they have a plan. Versus like for me, it's like, okay, just like have fun. And I think somebody will follow that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes like I literally be like, I'm so sorry. I just don't want to talk to anyone. And I just want to play this game and you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then like people will actually enjoy that. And then I'm like, oh, okay, that feels really good. Thank you. And like I'll like at the end of the stream, I'll be like, wow, 700 of you guys came to watch me play this game and just like mauled and be angry for like 3 hours. Thank you.
The gamer face, the lock-in. Yeah, well, I think too that streaming is so broad, especially now, that there are different kinds of streamers, right? Like there are people who just play one game and people are there to watch quality gameplay of Battlefield or League of Legends. And then some people are there to watch their favorite streamer because they like them as a person. So if they are authentically themselves, that's entertaining for them. So if you want to play games or if you want to open packs or whatever, people are there just to hang out with you.
Yeah, I just know that if I just opened packs every day, it would be the content they want.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, okay, but I don't want to open these cards and not have a good mentality. Because if you open cards without a good mentality, you don't get anything.
Really?
In my head.
Manifestation?
No, like I have had such good luck sometimes. Like I opened one box of Lost Origins, which is Pokemon, and the chase card was a Giratina. And at the time, I think it was going for $700. And by chance, I had bought two boxes from Best Buy for $35, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I was just like, oh, I'm going to get it. I only had two boxes. That's 16 packs. It's like, I'm going to get it. And then I opened it and it was like the third pack. And I was like, then I have the other one that's sealed.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then.
Nice.
And then similarly, like I got a Mewtwo from my first box as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got like my chase card for Evolving Skies was Rayquaza. I got that. Never pulled an Umbreon, but.
Well, I think you will next time. I'm manifesting that for you.
You don't open those anymore.
Oh, no.
I bought it. I buy my cards if I don't pull them.
Oh, I see.
It's like an old one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have it now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I actually lost it. It's lost in my home right now.
But it's in your house.
I hope so.
Okay.
Like
I'm bringing back to what we were talking about before we started, which is that there should be AirTag stickers.
Yes.
So you can put them on expensive
things.
Sleeves or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll never lose them.
Somebody
like rings,
do that.
Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would be nice.
Yeah. Someone invent that. We just had Nick on, NC Hammer, and you guys have the same degree, which is crazy to me. How did you go from, if you can tell us kind of your like backstory lore, from going to college for science to doing content creation full time?
I feel like I have the same story as Nick. I feel like a lot of people have this story. It's like, okay, you're going to go to med school or grad school or go for your PhD, like 2019. Like we were all like in the STEM pot and we're all like nerds. So like we're gamers. We were anime enjoyers, manga enjoyers. And out of nowhere, like COVID happened. And then you're like, okay, I'm just going to turn on the camera. But not because you wanted to like make money or like be a job. You were just like bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to trade Pokemon from Pokemon Sword and Shield because I had Sword. And then all of my friends had Sword. And my ex-boyfriend at the time had Sword. And I needed the Pokemon from Shield to finish my Pokedex for a shiny charm. And like I turned on the camera and like within like my first stream, I made like, I think $100. So then I was like, I'm really broke. I'm in college. Like I was really broke. Like I was living on my ex's couch, streaming on a MacBook, I think.
Yeah.
And I was streaming at 4 430 quality, not even 480, 430.
Wow.
Or maybe it was 340. It was some weird less than 480 quality.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I had like 10 viewers. And I was like, what are y'all doing on here in the weird part of Pokemon?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, like it immediately like started becoming a career. And I was like, wait, this is kind of weird. We should do this. We should see where this goes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go to med school anymore because it was like COVID. Mm-hmm. And I was like scared. I was like really paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with good reason, I'd say. A global pandemic is pretty crazy. Yeah. So did you end up finishing school? Did you get your degree or did you end up just switching and going for it?
I got my bachelor's of science, double bachelor's because it's two in one degree. And then, so I got my bachelor's of science and then I started streaming.
Nice.
But I can go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can always go back.
For sure. For sure. Well, that's awesome. It seems like everybody made the switch during COVID just because, I mean, it's so isolating, right? You're stuck in a house with the same people in the same box of wherever you're living. And I mean, you could go outside, but you can't like interact with people. And so I think the internet was a big source of community for people during that time because otherwise, what are you going to do? Just be alone or
go mad?
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the crazy studies about how people in COVID, while they were alone, their pieces of their brain would start to like atrophy if they like didn't talk to other people for a long time?
No, but that's cool.
I need to check that source, but I did see that.
No, that makes sense though. It's kind of like that. This is like a very dark version of that, but it's like seeing like the problem with homeless people and like people not talking to them, you know, slowly leads to like even worse mental health with homeless people, which is very interesting because when I went to New York, I noticed that like a lot more happy, I would say, or like a lot of homeless people that had like more, well, I could keep a conversation with a lot of people. A lot of people were aware of what was going on with homeless people versus like in LA, like you're walking down the street and the homeless people are very much like not all the way there, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know what you mean.
Just like worsening mental health in LA homeless people versus I would say New York. Because everyone in New York, I think, just talks to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. That, I mean, that's probably part of it. The culture difference between the East Coast and the West Coast is pretty wild to me. I was born in New York. I grew up in Florida, but my family's from New York. And so I was kind of raised with like the East Coast social structure, if you will, where you're kind but not necessarily nice. If that makes sense, where you would like help somebody in need if you saw them on the street, but you're not really gonna talk to random people and like ask them how their day is the way that like Southern charm feels, you know what I mean? And I've noticed since I've lived here for 2 years now that a lot of people are very like overly sweet, overly kind, like right away.
Yeah.
But if you maybe need something, it's harder to find somebody to help you in crisis, if that makes sense. A little, my hot take. I'll match your hot take with my hot take.
Your hot take is people in the East Coast are nicer, but people in LA are nicer at first, but they're actually not nice.
Yeah, I like to say that the people on the East Coast are kind but not nice, and the people on the West Coast are nice but not kind. The obviously exceptions to that rule, but
yeah. No, I see that. I feel like LA is very like everyone wants to say hello, but then their eyes kind of dart around. Like,
yeah,
do I really want to get to know you?
It's that ADHD in all of us.
that is a part of it too. It's like a lot of people don't like holding eye contact, and I love holding eye contact because it's like I don't want to stare at you, so I want to stare at your eyes. Because I'm like awkward. I'm like, is it weird my eyes are going around and like looking around and stuff? Yeah.
That's actually how I got diagnosed with ADHD. I was seeing a therapist in Florida and she was like, you don't look at the same place for more than a couple of seconds. And I think you should get tested for ADHD because my eyes would always go crazy.
Yeah.
And then I took the test and I got a glowing 98 out of 100%.
Oh, good job. Congratulations.
I was like, oh, okay. This explains so much, actually. Yeah, ace that test. So you started streaming during COVID. You were streaming Pokemon.
Yeah.
Have you always been into opening cards and collecting cards?
When I was a kid, I was really poor. Mm-hmm. So I never opened, I only opened one box of Pokemon cards as a kid. And my sister and I didn't pull anything from it, but we got a Flygon X promo. Mm-hmm. And to this day, like, I love that card. Mm-hmm. It's worth like a dollar. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, so when everybody has like their, oh, I pulled all these cards. I had like the $100 Charizard. You know, I have the $100,000 collection that my mom gave away. I'm like, no, dude. Like, I had the Flygon promo from one box from Kmart. And that's why I think I do it so much now, mm-hmm. is because I never had that chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But so, I always like them. I would always look. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, wow.
It would be cool. Yeah. And now you can do it all the time.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Is there one card game that you like the most? Do you gravitate towards One Piece or Pokemon more, or do you like everything?
I don't play any card games. Hot take, I'm sorry. But I heard One Piece is a really fun card game. But I love opening One Piece. I love opening One Piece, and this is my like hot take, is One Piece is better than Pokemon opening wise. The cards are thicker, the holos are better, the boxes are less, and then you get to pull way more. And also when you pull a card in One Piece, you're never sad, even if the card's only worth like a dollar or $2. Mm-hmm. Versus Pokemon, you'll have like 50 cards worth a dollar, and you're just like disappointed that there's three versions of every card.
Yeah.
And like, you're sad. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the art on One Piece is very exciting and bright. You really get the dopamine, I would
say. It's so different. Like, the holo's like rainbow versus mm-hmm. Pokemon. Like, you only like, it's so like, I don't even know how to describe it. But like, also Pokemon printing, like all Pokemon cards basically now in English, it's very rare to find a 10. Like everything, like every time I pull a card, I'm like, oh, wow, it's off center. Oh, like the white borders have been damaged, or like everything is just so weird. Even
like
if
right out of the pack,
like right out of the box, right out of a factory sealed box.
Wow.
And it's shocking versus mm-hmm. like One Piece. It's like super high quality and it's easier to get so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. If somebody wanted to get into card collecting, where would you tell them to start?
Where would I tell them to start? That's a good question. Hold on. What is my life hack? Where do I always find cards? Oh. Okay, so the life hack to how to get into Pokemon, if you don't have the resources or the times and means, mm-hmm. Go to a different state. Literally go to like the weirdest part of the country. Go to Iowa, go to the Midwest, and just go to like Family Dollar, go to Target, I went to Target, I went to Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, and like they have Pokemon cards, and they have like so many Pokemon cards for like $5, and you can just buy all the packs and rip as much as you want, and you're only spending $5 like a box.
Yeah,
and it's so nice.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite thing. And also, like, I know it's like in the middle, like you have to go into the middle of nowhere, so if the airport is 2 hours away, that's fine. You get to stop at all the Family Dollars, you get to stop at all the Targets, and you get to collect everything, and you just rip packs on your way. Just rent a car.
Go to a desolate location.
Go to a desolate state and just go and buy all the cards. Like, you'll find it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares there. They'll be like, yeah, we have stuff.
I see. It'll the demand. There's less demand.
And like, the old ladies will help you package up the cards and everything. It's so cute.
Cute. So do you, when you stream now, are you doing mostly card opening content, or are you playing video games or kind of everything?
I'm so bad. Okay, so I'm addicted to playing Hollow Knight. I'm really sad that I didn't play Silk Song before Hollow Knight, because I found Silk Song easier than Hollow Knight.
Okay.
But also I had just beat one game and then went into the other one, and I was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, every time it's like super easy to finish every boss. Mm-hmm. And like in Hollow Knight, I was like literally like wanting to rip out my eyes. I was just like, I can't blink. My eyes are so dry. Mm-hmm. It's so much time and patience versus Silk Song is just like a breeze, but it's so beautiful, so I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm addicted to Silk Song. So that's the reason that I don't give more effort into card openings, story times. Like, I go live and I'm like, guys, I know I could be ripping One Piece right now, but you know what I really want to do? I just want to play this game.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
But I think that that's important, right? Because if you are streaming, it's a lot of effort and it's a lot of work to be kind of like on in that way. And so if you're doing things that make you authentically happy, I think you're preventing burnout. So I think that that's good.
Yeah, I am preventing burnout. If I can play something for like 5 hours and want to go live the next day, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Doing what you're excited about instead of doing what you feel like you have to, I think is like the secret to longevity and content creation in general, you know? So what got you into cosplay? Did you cosplay before you streamed during COVID?
I think when I started streaming, I started cosplaying and it was so bad. It was so bad.
We all were bad.
We were all so bad.
I have the most cursed Sonic photos of myself somewhere on the internet where I cosplayed Sonic the Hedgehog as one of my first costumes. And I was kind of crushing it in the beginning because I was doing characters that my friends like to call having mall clothes where you're just like Android 18.
Yeah.
Things you can like buy.
Those are my favorite cosplays.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I tried to do Sonic, which I saw, shout out Vera Bambi, had this epic Sonic cosplay that I saw online and I was like really inspired and I wanted to do Sonic, but I got this and it was before I'm old compared to COVID, starting during COVID. There was no Amazon or anything like that. So I bought wigs off eBay and they took like 2 weeks to come and I bought this terrible pixie cut royal blue. There was like 4 total wefts in the entire wig. There's like spots missing and I tried to spike it and I had this and I didn't know how to sew, so I tried to make this bodysuit the same as Vera's, and Vera's looked epic. Like I think she had latex or something, and I was like cutting a like nude patch out and trying to sew it back together. There was like rips. So don't worry. I am there with you. I had some terrible cosplays in the beginning.
Pain. Cosplaying is just pain. It's like, don't remind me where I started.
Yeah. And I had these little tiny triangle ears that I made out of foam that were like 1.5 inch off the top of my head.
But he's a hedgehog. He needs 1.5 inch ears.
Right. Yeah, it was terrible.
It's I've just tried like to cosplaying scrub those. Secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. Even when you're proud of something, you're like, oh, no. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. But now you're crushing it. Now you're doing cosplay. And we talked about doing a stream crafting some armor together, and I'm excited.
I'm so excited for that. Like, I'm like, I want to get on it, like, tomorrow. Like, I have so many ideas, too. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm going to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. We'll build the suspense and the hype for when you get back, and then we can talk about making some Pokemon armor together. I know that you were Magikarp also recently at the Baby No Money Pokemon event.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon? Is it Magikarp?
Yeah, I think Magikarp's my favorite.
Really?
Magikarp or Gyarados. Yeah, Magikarp or Gyarados. I also like really niche Pokemon that not a lot of people know, unless mm-hmm. you're like a Pokemon fan, like Cramorant.
I don't know what Cramorant is.
Cramorant is the Gen 8 bird and he eats Pikachu. And then when he gets like low on health, Pikachu just randomly pops into his mouth and he can like throw it at you and you can become paralyzed. But he's very fragile. So to be honest, it's very hard to get him to like be in Pikachu stage.
Whoa.
Because he's literally so fragile. He's just a fragile little bird. Mm-hmm. And he's so cute. And he was in Pokemon Unite and I used to main him and he was so cute.
What if we make that costume?
You want me to be a giant Cramorant?
Do you want to? I don't know what he looks like.
He's literally a blue bird and he's skinny and he has green eyes and he has a Pikachu in his mouth. I feel like it would be easy for you to make the Pikachu somehow in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to be a giant blue chicken.
How do I spell Cramorant? Cramorant?
Cramorant. Yeah, that's like technically my favorite Pokemon, and I have 3 emotes after him. Also, we like monkey Pokemon, like Chimchar, Grookey.
Love Grookey.
Grookey's so cute.
My favorite Pokemon is Haunter.
Oh, wow. You're so lucky.
Excited. That's so good. I got him for the Pokemon event.
Did you ever have a Gengar growing up or only Haunter in the games?
I honestly don't remember. I just remember loving Lavender Town and like spending as much time as humanly possible there, especially in the towers.
Did you ever trade? As a kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then you probably had Gengar.
Probably, yeah.
As a kid, I never had Gengar, Alakazam, Machamp.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing? Any Pokemon you had to trade to evolve?
Mm-hmm.
I never had any friends growing up. Mm. And when I did have friends, mm-hmm. I think I told them that I collected Pokemon cards and I was going to trade with a kid after school, and I got bullied for it.
Really?
And like, yeah. And it's because like I would go to like the swap meet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like I remember like I had a couple cards. I didn't have any rare cards. I just had basic cards, like the mm-hmm. most basic cards that right now you could go get for like a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I wanted to show my friend my card collection because I was so excited. I'd never had a Pokemon friend. Mm-hmm. And I brought my binder to school. My dad got me like the cheapest binder possible. And then on top of it, I decorated it with like a bunch of Pokemon mm-hmm. that I drew on and taped together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember when I took it out of my backpack, I guess it was falling apart because like, you know, we're kids.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, wow, that's so ghetto. And I was just like, oh. And that's how I learned that word. And then I was just like, oh, I was just so defeated. Mm-hmm. And then like the kid was like, oh, your Pokemon cards suck. And like you have a ghetto binder. And like they just like all teased me. But I think in reality, looking back, it was like, I think the other kid obviously didn't have any cards
mm-hmm.
at all. He didn't own a DS. He didn't mm-hmm. have any games. So he like chose to bully me out of jealousy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other kid, I think he was just like tagging along. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe I did have a card he wanted because like I brought my card collection. He didn't bring his.
Right.
But he claimed to have better cards.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. That's why I was like, did you have Gengar growing up? Because I was like, I liked Haunter too because I never got a Gengar. So I had him on my team. And yeah.
Well, I would trade you a Gengar.
Thank you.
If you needed one, I've got you.
Yeah, Gen 8 was my first time I ever traded.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I knew how to get the shiny charm because I would watch YouTube. Like, I'd watch people do it. I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
One day. Well, look at us now.
Yeah.
Guy, whatever his name was, who bullied you for having a binder. Look at her now. Look at her go.
I have all of them now.
Do you have any hot takes on Pokemon games? Specifically, do you have a favorite Pokemon game?
I like Gen 8. And yeah. I know people hate Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I thought it was so good. Like the competitive Pokemon was fun. There was so much to do. Like you could actually get lost in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arceus I really liked, but I didn't like. I like that you could get lost, but I didn't like how to finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard. And then Pokemon ZA, I don't like any of the new Pokemon games. Like I can't play them anymore.
Really?
Like it literally makes me so sad that I'm like, it's painful to play them. Like I physically feel drained and not enjoying it. And I get so sad.
Is it because it's kind of tedious?
Yeah, you have to do so much. It's like pressing A simulator. Pressing B because you don't want to restart the text.
Yeah.
Pressing B and trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can literally just like play the game without like ever like looking at the screen.
Right.
And winning.
I also haven't been able to play Pokemon games recently because it feels kind of like work.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah, it stresses me out a little bit. Did you try the new one that came out, the new game? You didn't like it?
Yeah, I felt like that was like a taser to my head. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like
torture.
Yeah, because
play the Pokemon game.
No, it literally was like, play the Pokemon game from everyone in my life.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, you were just Magikarp in the BB No Money thing. Aren't you excited to get your Magikarp? I'm like, yeah. And then it was just like not enjoyable. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore.
You know what? And good for you. There's games that I have been, because whenever I stream, I try to play through a game kind of in its entirety. So when I play, I'll start like an RPG and sometimes it'll be way longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like Silent Hill 2, the longest game I've ever played in my
life. Oh my God, Silent
Hill
2 was not enjoyable. Well, it was enjoyable and then it wasn't.
Yes.
It was like, okay, wait, and now I have to do what? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just, and it also just never ended. I felt like I was trapped.
It was like, felt like 60 hours. But apparently the game's 20 hours.
Yeah. And they added, whenever I found out that whenever they did the remake, they added like 8 hours of gameplay or something like that. So an already long game became an obscenely long game. And I felt like I was doing the same thing over and over.
No, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, okay, open this door. Okay, go find this one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now remember where this one scene was?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But wait. We're complaining about this, but that's actually a blessing because, like, nowadays, games are so short.
Yeah.
Like, you buy a $60, $80 game, and mm-hmm. then it's worth, like, less than 60 hours, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 days of playing. That's why, like, streamers don't stream games anymore. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to buy this really expensive game, promote it, and I feel guilty that, mm-hmm. like, I learned this game sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was so short.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just left like with my qualms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always feel like I have to complete a game if I started on stream, and I will fall out of love with it, and streaming will become a chore, and then I will have to decide. I've been good about it recently. Yeah. If there's games that I am just not feeling, I just leave it and move on to something else. But it's happened to me many times where I'm like, I have to finish it, but I hate this.
I have like 80 unfinished games. It's like really bad.
Yeah.
No, but like a lot of them I do want to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, once I find a game that I can just like turn off my brain, like that's like my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard of Dispatch?
No, is it good?
I just downloaded it yesterday and it's really fun so far. It's like Invincible almost, if you've watched Invincible. It's you're a dispatcher for a superhero program.
Yeah.
And the game is, it's super cinematic, kind of like story, like you're watching a story, but there's quick time events where you choose dialogue and your choices matter.
I hate those games.
Oh, never mind.
okay. Like,
never mind. Don't download Dispatch.
I think you'd like, what is that one game? The Quarry. You like The Quarry?
I love The Quarry.
I hate The Quarry.
Okay. I see. Don't download Dispatch then.
It's like, how does your ADHD stay playing those games?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
You're just enjoying the story so much.
Well, so I have my chat up on the screen normally, like one of those apps. So I'll get distracted really easily and then I'll miss stuff. But The Quarry, I was so stressed.
Yeah? Because you can kill people.
Because I could cause them to all to die. So I was like, like locked in the entire time. But I think so when I'm playing QuickTime event games not on stream, I get bored and I get distracted.
Yeah.
But when I'm streaming them, there's like an element of, it's almost like listening to music in the background where there's like another element of something going on to make me pay attention.
Okay, yeah. Like I play games, like if I'm watching at my TikTok For You page, like I have to have like the phone above the game.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have to have like a game that's like very difficult so that basically I forget to blink.
Yeah.
Or else I get bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like I need like a, and like, yeah, my chat is that element. So if my chat isn't like being entertaining and I'm like, oh, is this game entertaining? I'm like, I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
feel
that.
Peak ADHD.
Yeah. Peak ADHD gaming.
I feel you. I do. So how did you get into anime then? Were you into anime since childhood?
Yeah. I was 2 years old. I remember my first anime love was Inuyasha.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, not like I loved Inuyasha like as like romantic interest. I meant like the first time I ever saw Inuyasha, like it just changed my brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like enjoyed it so much. And it would come out like at 11 p.m. at night. And I don't know if my dad is a bad parent, but I would watch Inuyasha pretty much every single night until I was like 6 or 7 with my dad.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
As a 2-year-old, it's crazy. Like I remember like New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Like 1 year, like, do you know how like we have New Year's, like New Year's celebrations?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like my party. Like I was like 2 years old. I remember like my uncle's house and I remember being like, Dad, it's 11:30. We have to go watch Inuyasha. And he was like, okay. So we left the New Year's Eve party to go watch Inuyasha. And I watched it.
That like, kind of rocks though. That's awesome.
So that's how I know I've been watching Inuyasha since I was 2 years old. Because it's like vivid in my brain and my dad remembers it. And like, I just remember that always.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And you and your dad are also caught up together on One Piece, right?
He calls me a fake fan because he's actually like, my dad has never like missed more than one weekend of One Piece unless there was a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, since like 2013. Like never. And I will miss weekends because I'll be traveling or like I had school for a couple years.
Yeah.
Just like life. My dad is like, it's Sunday, 5 p.m. You haven't watched? Oh, are you a fake fan? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like he's like, do you remember how
he nerd checks you?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like the gatekeeping from growing up. But my dad's like 60.
Yeah. You've been feeling it from a young age.
Yeah. And then now we stopped that. And I'm like, can we bring that back?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Do you have a favorite? Why do you? And One Piece is your favorite anime, right?
Is this recorded? I'm just kidding. Okay. One Piece is like my top three.
Okay.
No, One Piece is my top two. I think it's Bleach and One Piece.
Bleach and One Piece.
Okay. Bleach and One Piece, yeah.
Why are those your favorites? What do you like about them?
I love Bleach because growing up, I'm Mexican. I'm full, like my mom is from Mexico, from Sinaloa, and then my dad's from Durango. I never saw Mexicans on, or Mexican, yeah, Mexicans in general, or Latinos, but like specifically Mexicans on TV, except for George Lopez, who was deemed like ghetto, Dora, which was deemed like embarrassing, not like, you know, like something to be proud of. And then like, who else did I see? Just like, I don't know, just like cholos. So like gangster culture, which was deemed looked down upon because I was from like Riverside, which is like very like conservative. And it was just like, I remember like growing up in middle school and stuff too, it was like embarrassing to be Mexican. Like I wanted to be white so bad growing up. And then obviously like now I have like red hair and I'm very fair skinned. But like even then, like I remember I had like white friends and maybe they didn't know I was Mexican and they would say like borderline, or they were racist comments. And I would just be like, wow, I'm so embarrassed that I have to go home to my Mexican parents, to my Mexican household. And then like I watched Bleach for the first time. And I actually found Bleach, like I saw it on the back of like a manga, like the cover, and I just like loved Ichigo and the way he looked. And I ripped it off from the library book and I put it in my binder. And then I looked it up on Google and I was like, Bleach, free episode. Remember the old days on anime season? And I rewatched all of Bleach and I remember I saw Chad was Mexican and I was like episode like three and I was like, yo, this is kind of peak. And then like it kept going, like you had like Yorichi and like all the like representation of different cultures. And like same thing with One Piece, like Oda confirmed like, you know, like different ethnicities in like One Piece. And I was just like, I knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking called it. I was like, there's no way, dude.
Yeah.
So that like I was like, wow. I was like actually like, okay, like I'm actually proud to be Mexican. So yeah, like I remember like I didn't like speaking Spanish until like one day like a teacher was like, oh, you speak Spanish pretty. And it was like the first compliment that like changed my brain. I was like, wait, what? This is a good
something
thing
to be proud of. Yeah. And not hide. Yeah, that's, I mean, it representation matters for that reason, I think. That's really awesome. And you, so Nick, when he was here, I asked Nick what it means if your favorite anime is One Piece. I didn't ask him about Bleach, but he said that you are very loyal. So
I've never cheated, ever.
Same.
Not yet. I'm just kidding.
There's still time.
I'm just kidding.
Do you have a favorite character from One Piece? I don't know Bleach. So do you have a favorite character from One Piece?
Okay. My favorite character,
Chopper?
Yes. No, actually it was as a child. Chopper was my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Because like his backstory was like, I remember just like, just feeling like Chopper as a kid, like just being like bullied, having no friends. And I think that's why like a lot of autistic people really love One Piece is like I always wanted like friends and like a friend group and like a community. And I just didn't have that because I don't want to say it's because I was autistic, but like until like fifth grade, like I never really had friends. And I used to just watch like anime all the time as a kid. And I was just like, oh, like this was like my friend time. Like I was like, okay, I like would bond with the characters. I would like draw my own like manga and like make up my own stories. And like I was in their world. And then I was like one day like, wait a minute. People are like existing outside of my like brain. Like I should participate in the world. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like I wanted like that similar friend group that like Luffy had. And like Chopper was just like so weird in his space. Like he was like a deer human. And the deer were like, yo, you're weird. And then the people were like, you're weird. And then I was just like, whoa, I like felt that.
Yeah.
And like when he like, you know, like his dad died and like the poison mushroom and he accidentally killed his dad. Slash almost died to save his adopted dad. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I feel that. I just like, I felt it in my soul. Like One Piece just makes you feel it in your soul. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I
he
agree.
Was.
I'm not caught up. I've only seen a couple of seasons, a couple of, not even complete seasons, but I've only heard that people love it for the friendship aspect specifically. It's the thing I hear the most about it. So, and everything I know about it is really sweet. Seems very special to everybody, the community as a whole.
I think that like because we don't have like social culture like we used to have post-COVID, I think that one piece resonates with so many people now because like the feeling of having friends that you get to choose or a family you get to choose mm-hmm. is like so a thing that a lot of people like lost mm-hmm. post-COVID because like people don't really like walk up to each other at bars or like do like group hangouts. Like you really have to force yourself mm-hmm. to be in people's lives now. And that mm-hmm. wasn't a thing, you know?
Totally.
Like, do you know your neighbors?
No.
Well, I don't know my neighbors.
I've seen them a couple of times outside, but I haven't talked to them much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. that used to be a thing. Like, you used to know who your neighbors are. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that. And, like, that's, like, yeah. the most basic form of a friend is your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now you're just, like, if they talk to you, you're, like, grossed out. You're like, ooh. yeah.
Get away from me.
I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you while I'm walking my dog.
That's so funny. Kenpachi from Bleach is your hear me out. Correct?
Yeah, he's my number one hear me out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What
were you gonna say, what qualities do you find attractive?
No. What other characters would you add to your hear me out list?
Okay. Can you tell me yours?
You know, I never remember what they are when I'm on the spot. I tried to do one of those hear me out cakes and I
we should do like, a hear me out cake.
Who is my hear me out actually? I suddenly have not watched any anime. I haven't played any video games and
I don't know like,
what I'm doing.
Shows, cartoons? You didn't have like a crush just growing up? That was like really weird.
I'm thinking. I mean, I feel like when I was growing up, I loved Spyro and obviously the lion from Lion King.
Simba.
Mufasa.
Kovu. Oh, Kovu, like the younger son?
Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
In the other movie.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of like...
Who else?
Solid adult ones. You know what I mean? Because those were my like, whoa, as a kid.
Yeah. What about Spirit the Stallion?
Spirit the Stallion, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I thought you were going to say no.
No. That's a staple. And Venom, like those are all like, oh yeah, obviously.
You know? I wasn't into Venom.
No?
No, because I remember I played a game and he ate a little kid that had a balloon.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, a Venom like, eats little kids?
Mm-hmm.
And like he died in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, this is like a weird concept to me, death.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to love Bridge of Terabithia.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the little girl died. Oh. And didn't come back in his... Why is it that the little girl doesn't come back at the end of the story? Like, do you remember it's all in his brain? Yeah, he could reimagine her. Oh. She never came back, but I remembered it as she came back. And I would always tell people like, oh, what's your favorite movie? Oh, Bridge of Terabithia. And people would be like, oh, but the little girl dies. I'm like, she comes back.
That's a dark one.
And I rewatched it as an adult, by the way. I think on stream. She didn't come back. I was like 23 and I was like, wait... I have been telling and gaslighting people that the little girl came back.
Really?
She didn't, no.
Your brain, I think, made that up to protect you.
No, my brain does protect me, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it just refused death.
That's crazy.
There's, like, a bunch of characters that died, too, that I love Bambi. Mm. I loved Bambi growing up. It was, like, my favorite movie. The mom didn't come back.
Right. Did you think it did?
I did.
Oh.
I did. I thought she came back.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a couple other ones too that I was like, wait, they died?
Your brain was like, how about you have no trauma regarding these specifically? How about you grow up as normal as possible?
Wait, I forgot why I said that. It was because of your hear me out cake. You said...
What were your other hear me outs besides Kenpachi from Bleach?
Kenpachi.
If you have any.
Oh, Jiraiya.
Jiraiya.
He knows how to treat a woman. I just know he knows how to treat a woman. Like, I just know that, like, whoever you are, like, whether you have, like, a smaller chest, stretch marks, wrinkles, smile lines, acne, back knee, I don't know, like, hip dips, whatever you're insecure about, I know for a fact Jiraiya would worship you. Like if you have an extra toe on your foot, Jiraiya would worship that toe. I just know for a fact. I would never feel insecure. I would feel like
a professional.
I would feel so good. And like he used to tell Sonata she was like flat chested, but he loved her.
Mm-hmm.
He did not give a F
just
that
like
she did not have
in general.
Yeah,
doesn't
it's like
matter.
Woman. He's like, mm.
Right.
So like that's one.
I think what I'm thinking of the most right now is World of Warcraft. What's his name?
Oh, I never played WoW.
What's his name? Ryan, do you know?
Here, I can chat GPT it. What does it look like?
He is a demon hunter.
Demon hunter? Wow. He's hot or not hot?
He is so hot.
He's hot. I typed it into ChatGPT. It says Illidan?
Yes. Illidan. Yeah. Illidan Stormrage. Look at this. Look at this man.
You think he would know how to worship a woman?
I don't know. This guy?
He's hot.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to
he's
think
your Kenpachi
so.
Because he's got like the 10 abs yeah. and the broad chest
yeah.
and the scars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah. the hair is the same as Kenpachi's.
There's something about him being just a little bit
demonic.
Scary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to be Illidan. Destroyed. I think all my hot ones, like my, oh, anime hear me out, are like, I want someone to destroy me. Like, I know I'm going to die, but
there's
that's
a,
okay.
There's a bit of fear mixed in there. That's what I was told by the expert, my friend who is like, very engrossed in monster fucking culture. She's like, there has to be a fear of death.
I just like want to be one of the women that they sacrifice.
Right.
Like, I just want to be like, if we were in the demon hunter, not demon hunter, what is it? The anime? What is it? Like literally demon. Come on, the big anime.
Demon Slayer?
Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Okay.
I was thinking of the whole, like, I was like, Kimetsu no Yaiba. I was like, the whitest pronunciation of Japanese I've ever heard. Like, oh my God. But yeah, like, if I was in the Demon Slayer universe, I know for a fact I would be one of the normie women that gets sacrificed, that worships the demons, that gets killed. My blood gets drank. I don't even smash. Like, I just die. And I'm like, that's okay.
It's a good way to go.
I feel like another one of my hot takes is everyone wants to be in an anime universe, but not everyone would live. Or sorry, would want the world that they think they would get.
Totally. Like, absolutely. 100%.
Like, we would all be the NPCs. Like, I would be a random NPC that just gets killed. Mm-hmm. I just know that. Mm-hmm. Like, I can talk a lot. Oh my God, there's a bug.
I see it.
I can talk. And I'm funny, but like, I have no good qualities that would make me survive.
Like survival skills?
No survival skills. Yeah.
That's so funny. I mean, I think there would be a place for you somewhere. What if you had to be in a anime universe, like if you were isekai'd somewhere, what would you want to be in?
Probably Pokemon, because you can be a 9-year-old and succeed.
Yeah. I was thinking Pokemon too.
Pokemon's the one, the isekai for the people that are just NPCs in other universes.
Yeah, and you could just like go out, catch some Pokemon, hang out. I feel like there's no fear of impending death and doom. I think a lot of anime is terrifying. Like imagine being isekai'd into Attack on Titan.
You're cooked.
You're cooked. You're
literally cooked. Like,
you're so
you're
cooked.
Not Levi, sorry. You're not 5'4 and like really good at cooking and hot.
Bro. Well, Levi is my anime crush.
Hear me out.
Yeah. Like that is my, like Levi is the perfect man, I think.
Yeah, and you're like 6 foot, so this is really funny. Like, this is really funny.
My short king.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel like everyone I've ever dated has been the same height as me or shorter. If anyone's taller than me, it's only like 1 or 2 inches, and I don't mind. I don't know why.
I always meet tall girls, and they never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems, I don't know.
As long as they're nice, but I've met a lot of like the tall girl and then short boyfriend, and they're mean. They're so mean sometimes.
The girlfriend or the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Or both?
But maybe that's the Levi type, and that's what I'm not getting. Yeah.
Are they mean outright, like cruel, or are they like just quiet and not personable? Or
a little bit of both.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
But it's like, it's their men. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Maybe it is the Levi type.
It's the Levi type. Oh, I just don't get it.
We can fix them.
Yeah.
So you just posted a clip recently about having 5 One Piece Dodgers cards. Can you tell us the story of how you got 5 One Piece Dodger cards?
I harassed old people and moms at the Dodgers baseball game.
At the Dodgers game? So yeah. You were there in person.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you want $300? You want $200? And I bought them. Mm-hmm. And apparently some ladies were selling them for $100. And I was like, there's whoever you stole from, good job.
Damn.
Like that's crazy. Or like some people were giving them to the kids, mm-hmm. like old people. And they're like, oh yeah, like who cares? And I'm just like,
Yeah, they had no idea.
Don't let your grandparents go to Dodgers games.
And now that the Dodgers won the World Series, the cards, what, like doubled in value?
Yeah.
Crazy. So you're sitting on gold right now.
I mean, I'll never sell.
You'll never sell. Not even like four and keep one of them?
No.
You want all of them?
Yeah, I want them all.
How come?
I want a money spread.
Ah, for the flex.
Yeah, I want the flex.
You know, honestly, respect.
Yeah. But it's because I like them. Like, if I'm sure there's like some things that I'm like, I would sell, but that one, I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, people were like, can you get me one? And I'm like, are you insane?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Yeah. Terrifying. So hard to get. They're really hard to get.
Yeah.
Do you collect anything other than cards? Do you collect anything other than Pokemon and One Piece cards?
Plushies. I collect a lot of plushies. One Piece, Pokemon. Oh, I just started collecting the League cards. Oh, and I collect League plushies and like League figurines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
League of Legends. Mm-hmm. Are you also a League kid?
Yeah. Or no, I'm a League adult.
A League adult. I am too. Oh, yeah. Not as much anymore, but I was.
I quit. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm a lot happier too.
No, League is like the most insane addiction, because like I'd rather be addicted to drugs. Like, at least I get something out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you get high or happy, or like your life's a little bit different. Yeah. Like, you wasted an hour of your life. You
For
get
what?
Nothing.
For what?
You get rage and anger, and you just like, you wasted your day.
Yeah,
you wasted your whole day.
Truly, actually. The League of Legends, I like to say, is your highest highs and your lowest lows. Like, you never feel as miserable as you do on like a 16 game losing streak day, where you feel like you've wasted so much time and energy and you're demoted and everything is terrible. Yeah.
And you never actually had that much, like, I know people are like, oh, but I had nothing to do. It's like, no, you did have things to do. You could have done your laundry.
You could have done anything else.
Made a meal. You could have walked to the grocery store. You could have gone outside. You could have done anything. But like, instead, here we are.
Yeah. Literally anything else.
Like, you're just, yeah.
Yeah. I play ARAMs now and then just to feel alive. But other than that, it's been a long time for me. I quit that addiction.
I quit this year.
You did?
And it's like, it calls my name though. Like, there isn't a day, like last night before this podcast, I was like, it's 3 a.m. It was 2 a.m. I was like, I could go to sleep or I could play Game of League.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just going to skim my phone, just try to fall asleep.
Yeah. So I know that you have participated in a lot of game shows and dating shows on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any funny experiences from being on those sets, or any fun stories?
That wasn't caught on camera?
Yeah.
Funny stories.
Or just any like insight into the background of doing stuff like that. Or just your experience in general.
I just enjoy them. They're so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me sad. I'm like, because sometimes people will be like, she's always there. Can we get some new girls? Like, and I'm just like, can I not find love? Like, I'm having so much fun. I meet like the funnest, most kindest, coolest crew, and I'm not allowed to find love. Like, yes, David picks like the worst guys for me to go on a date with that are not at all like anything that I'm looking for. And I'm sorry the date failed, and I'm sorry I wasn't the one, and I'm sorry, but I'm having so much fun dating. Like, let me have my moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Let auxiliary find love. We should do a dating game where we pick dates for you and you get to decide.
What if I don't like them? Like, the guys.
You are allowed to not like them.
Okay.
You can say, actually, none of you guys. I think that would be a fun plot twist, actually.
I felt that on some of the dating show, that it was just me. I was like, the guys were so fun. Like, some of them were really fun. Mm-hmm. One of the guys was my friend's ex, or not ex, but I guess they dated and almost hooked up. So like, I consider that an ex. Okay. They almost hooked up.
Yeah.
Hands off.
Involved.
Ew.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Nice.
And I was just like, you have the audacity to be here is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, some of the guys, like one of the guys turns out was like my friend's ex situationship, and that guy like screwed her over mentally. But then she like blew up on social media. So
good for her.
It's like, you're lame. And then another guy, he was really personable. I really vibed with him. But like he gives me like he's in his looking for heartbreaks era. Like that's the thing, is like all the people on these dating shows are looking for their heartbreak, and I think most of the girls know this. We're like, it's okay, we're gonna take it with a grain of salt, we'll just have a good time. Yeah, so it's like hard, but it's so fun.
Yeah,
because it's like the crew is just so fun to hang around.
If somebody was going on one of those shows, what would you tell them to prepare for?
What'd I say? Oh, don't be quiet. Like, that's the thing, is a lot of the girls, like, I'll show up and they'll be like a girl, and I think that she's the one that actually would pair really well with the guy. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you're actually the girl that's perfect for him. Mm-hmm. But they're so quiet and they're so shy. And also it's like everyone in LA is so extroverted on camera.
Yeah.
Even though we're not. I am. But like other people, you know what I mean? And like they're just so shy and they don't want to talk about themselves. And like, yeah. And then they're just like, they always get voted off, and I'm like, dude, you guys actually had chemistry. Like, he's such a strong personality and you're such a quiet personality, but like you also do content, so like you would pair well. But
yeah. So do you think that it's like a stage fright thing, like a nervousness?
Yeah, they just get so nervous because they're put up against like all these like different content creators, and like some of the content creators, like they walk in and like, oh, that guy's not my type, like obviously. And then this girl like actually liked this guy, I remember, and I was like, dude, like you guys would do so well. And when he voted her off, I was like, it's because she didn't talk. And like her answers were like bland, like oh, what's your favorite color? Black. That
right.
was it
right,
and I
right,
was just
right.
like say anything. Like he was like, what do you like? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, don't say I don't know. Like, yeah, say something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to talk a lot.
Right.
Take like a Red Bull. Do a line of Coke. I'm just kidding.
Take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot.
Yeah. Well, do you want to open this? You want to teach me how to open this one piece box?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have nails, so you'll do great.
Yeah.
Just go for it. Just literally rip her open.
Okay.
Is it?
Is there an etiquette to opening?
The box?
Yeah. Like this process?
I don't.
Just go for it?
I just rip it because okay. I think the most expensive card I think is like $300 in this.
Okay.
But I know it's going to go up. It's Blackbeard. I don't know if you're familiar with Blackbeard.
I am, sort of.
He's like the most evil man ever. Yeah. He killed Ace, technically. Yeah.
Yes,
so
I know who that is.
So basically like – oh, no. He killed Whitebeard. My bad. I'm a fake fan. I was like, wait, that led to something else. But yeah, basically he's super evil, and there's like this gold card in there, and there's a manga card.
Oh,
so it's okay. I really want the gold card, the SP Blackbeard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also a manga Bonnie, which I also want. Did you break your nail? I'm so sorry.
No. I'm good.
Yeah, sometimes I struggle. I'll literally be biting the box, and I'm like, there goes my PSA 10.
All right, here we go. And for those of you who are on Spotify or listening, we are dressed up as One Piece characters. So you're Nami and I am wearing my chopper hat, and we
you're
are opening
chopper.
One Piece cards.
I'm like shocked you wore the hat the whole.
I am too, actually. I was only going to do it for the intro, but it was kind of a vibe.
No, so. It's a vibe. Yeah, I was like, whoa. But it's not that heavy, so you're good.
It's not. Let's do one pack on YouTube, and then we'll switch to Patreon for the rest of them.
Okay.
Which pack feels right to you?
I'm gonna just go down. I like the thick. Okay. I'm gonna go in the bottom.
None of these. They don't feel good.
You really mixed it up too. That's good.
Yeah.
I have sleeves, but we can grab them later.
This one is the one.
Dude, English One Piece is so nice too. Like once you go back to Japan and you open like Japanese One Piece, like it's nice, but this is like English One Piece is so nice.
Really?
Like it's just thick. It's like an ASMR. Oh yeah.
And, do you want to go?
Yeah, go for it. There's just a little thing, a divot. Okay. But yeah, in Pokemon, there's no divot. And then there's no card trick or anything for One Piece. You just kind of go for it.
You just go for it. Okay. I'm going in.
Okay.
Wait, I'm like so scared I'm going to damage them.
No, it's okay. The most expensive card is $300. I mean, I don't think I'd grade it. I'd probably keep it sealed. I'd probably keep it raw because I like it.
Okay. I'm starting to throw it on the floor.
Nice.
Thing. Okay.
Yep.
Do we go at the same time, or do you go first? Do I go first?
Or do you can go first.
Okay.
Blackbeard. If you want, I can like say them.
Yeah.
Okay. Crocodile.
Okay.
Django. Isho.
Cute.
I don't know that guy's name. Oh, full body. It's like an event card.
Okay.
Big One Piece event. Zoro. Handsome.
The boy.
Ooh.
The boy.
Odin. This is like, I love him. This is Kunai.
Cute.
Con Kasser. I think it's an event card too. I don't remember that one. It's from the movie. Ooh, Kai Gara. It's like a shiny card, but not rare. Ooh. But like, look at how nice that shiny is.
Pretty. Dopamine. And then...
Ooh, you just got an event card.
Ugh.
It's okay.
Damn.
Let's hope mine is good. I have Alvida. If you want to read it.
Inuarashi?
Inuarashi, yeah.
Mrs. All Sunday. Let's
go. Miss Robin.
Morgan? Poker?
Yeah.
Ice Block Pheasant Pack. That's an event card. Bastille?
Okay.
Kawamatsu?
Yeah, Kawamatsu.
Nice. Mizurka?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Don Quixote.
Oh, cool. Leader card. Don Quixote, leader card.
Nice. Ooh, she's shiny. Baby Five?
Yeah, Baby Five.
Okay.
But just a... Hala, nothing. Sengoku.
You know what? It's about the friendship we made along the way.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. That's okay.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for bringing cards. We're going to rip some more on the Patreon segment after this. If anybody wants to find you online that doesn't follow you already, where can they find you?
Just Auxiliary everywhere. OXI.
Nice. And on Twitch as well, right?
Yeah, you on
stream,
Twitch.
On Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Brand continuity, she said.
Yeah.
And is there anything coming up that you're looking forward to that you're excited about?
My meal. As you can hear, my stomach grumbling.
Eating. And also your trip to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to Japan. Sure. So lots of yummy things in Japan. I'm excited for streaming there. I'm nervous. I always get nervous streaming in real life in Japan.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, is there is there a like social norm about it? Like is it culturally acceptable to stream in Japan, or is there no real like stress over it? I know that you're not supposed to cosplay. That's why I asked.
Oh, really?
That's what I was told.
What? I cosplayed and people were just taking photos with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not. It was a Halloween.
Maybe it's a like older social construct.
That's so weird. I've never heard that. But maybe I'm just, I'm insensitive. I don't know. But I don't cosplay often. I just like go normally. But yeah, just streaming, I think you're just not supposed to get other people's faces in there.
Gotcha.
So I always just like, if I'm like in a train or something, I'll just put the camera like on my chest or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited. What was I going to say?
Patreon.
And Jewelry Bonnie.
Oh!